And we are underway. What's going on? This is the Chris Mack Experience podcast. It is now 4 a.m. I'm literally just waking up. I have so much on my mind already from the rip, so let's get right into it. Let's talk about organic relationships. See, yesterday, I had the time of a lifetime. I won't even front. You know what I'm saying? Woke up first thing in the morning, had a major business meeting with an upcoming artist. I won't say his name yet, but we're going to get ready to do this press run for him. We locked in right there on the spot. You get what I'm saying? Front of rip. First thing in the morning, successful business meeting. Right after that, we get a call from a guy that owns 25% of a certain boardwalk. Get what I'm saying? Had a meeting at poolside. I said I had to leave to go to my job. Looked to my right, my client was walking past, and she said, "Chris, oh my gosh, how's it going?" I said, "Hey." She said, "I'm getting ready to leave. I'll be back in an hour. You gonna be here?" I said, "Oh no, I'm sorry, I won't." She said, "Where you gonna be at?" I said, "I'm gonna be at work. I gotta go punch the clock." She said, "Who do you work for?" I was like, "I work for Scantech." She's like, no. She's like, "Chris Mack, the Chris Mack Experience. Who do you work for?" And then I said, "Myself?" She said, "I don't know. Who do you work for?" I said, "Myself." She said, "Okay, so I'll see you in an hour." See, it's moments like that that I used to dream of. It's moments like that that I used to tell people when I was 12, 13, 14 years old. Man, when I get older, I ain't gonna have to do it your way. I'm gonna do it my way. I'm gonna dictate where I get to in life. I'm gonna dictate how I do it. I'm gonna dictate the relationships that I get. I didn't know how I was gonna do it. I didn't. I had no plan. I didn't know you really needed a plan. I was always that guy that just went and did it. But if I knew then what I know now, I would have knocked out probably the last 8 years of my life. But over those last 8 years, they weren't bad. They were good, they were bad, they were happy, they were sad, they were this, they were that, they were this, this, that, and the third. These last 8, 9 years or so, minus the first three, but these last 8, 9 years out of my 12-year career in the entertainment industry has given me the time to find what it is that I love. It also gave me the time to find what it is that I want to do for the rest of my life and how I want to do it. And at the end of the day, that's what's important. See, a lot of us have a preference. And this goes back to the first episode. A lot of us have a preference of how we want our lives to be, what we want to do. And sometimes our preference isn't conducive to what it is our life's plan is. See, preference can hold us back from reaching goals that we never thought that we could even reach. Who would have thought that I would be sitting down poolside, signing a 5-year deal? Nobody. Not even me. I mean, I figured I'd sign deals and things like that, but I didn't think it'd be 5-year deals for what I do. I didn't understand how important what I did was. I didn't understand the importance of press until now. And it's not until you actually see the curve before the curve happens. That's when genius things occur. When you can see things before they happen and you make shit happen before it's supposed to happen. I'm telling y'all, press is going to be so big, everybody's going to be doing it soon. Because everybody needs press. We solve problems. You know? But that's what preference can do. Letting go of your preference can get you so far. It'll have you accomplishing so many things. Even look at it in a relationship aspect. Once you let go of your preferences, usually when you find the love of your life. When you let go of, oh, what does she look like to everyone else? That's my problem. I can't be with somebody that's not, like, socially attractive. That may be an issue. I'm pretty sure I've missed out on some great women because of that. And they may not have been the most attractive socially. I may have thought they were attractive to me. And it's at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Because they're going to be with me, they're not with everybody else. Sometimes we like, we prefer somebody that's in the same field that we're in, because it's familiar. But maybe the person that we were supposed to be with works in a different field that was going to open our eyes to a different way of living, a different way of operating, different morals, different values, because they live a different life. They say opposites attract. So why do we still hold on to our preference? We're human. It's what we're supposed to do. It's real simple. Very, 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 very simple. Let go of that preference. I'm learning to do that every day. I wrote something on my wall. I'm going to turn around and read it to you guys because I'm in the house right now. We're doing a remote broadcast because it's 4 a.m. Just needed to talk to somebody. That's why I got a podcast, so I could talk to y'all. But on June 27th at 2:07 a.m., I wrote on a piece of paper and stuck it on my wall, I, Christopher Mackey, will no longer accept what is normal, average, or just enough. No matter the storm, the sun will always shine bright. It's not how wet you get. It's did you let it stop you? That's the question. Did you let it stop you? Will you let it stop you? Why are you going to let it stop you? Yeah, it's wet. Or yeah, it's hot outside. It's getting hot. You gonna let the heat stop you? You gonna let the rain stop you? You gonna let the cold stop you? Nope. You're not. You gonna keep grinding. You gonna keep shining. And you gonna make it work how it's supposed to work. That's just how it is. That's the name of the game. I just wanted to talk to y'all for a second, man. It's 10 minutes to talk with the Chris Mack Experience with the CME Podcast. Sponsored by Hip Hop since 1987. Sponsored by Drippy Fish. Sponsored by Digital Creek Studio. Sponsored by Big Old Rolling Paper. Sponsored by Miami's own Lip Hops. Located all over the world. We get to you where we need to get to. Shipping is available. # CME for 10% off. Trippy Fish, Lip Pops, Digital Creek Studio. And you already know, if you need press, PR87 is who you call. It's 10 minutes of time with Chris Mack. We out.